And finally today, are you sick and tired of being gossiped about in the tabloids? Boy, I am. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger has advice on how to stay out of the rumor mill.
What does a celebrity do first thing in the morning? Contemplate plastic surgery. Yell at someone, anyone. Then they send one of their people out to fetch an ice-blended mocha and a New York Post. If they can type, they pull the tabloid up online. Not for news from Baghdad, from the Enron trial, not even for the horoscope. They turn to the scandal sheet called Page 6, the Bible of Gossip, the place where famous names go to read about other famous names, but mostly themselves. This is where publicists plant their famous clients' names in bold-faced type, having dinner with a supermodel or necking with a starlet. Canoodling is what Page 6 calls it. Paradoxically, it's where the famous hate reading about their own mischief, their sexual proclivities, their drinking, drugging, and diva-like tantrums. Oh, and the small tips they leave in restaurants. One such person fed up with his depiction as a cavorting womanizer in Page 6 is Ronald Burkle. He's not a celebrity, but he is a big shot, a billionaire who runs a private investment firm in Southern California, a chairman for companies like Ralph's Supermarkets, and a director on the boards of Occidental Petroleum, Yahoo, and KB Homes. In other words, he's a guy you don't want to mess with. But Page 6 does, regularly, dozens of times each year. So to put an end to all the gossip, Burkle sat one of Page 6 reporters down for a little chat. The sympathetic reporter allegedly offered this help. Burkle could quiet the rumor and innuendo by merely paying for protection. The cost? 220,000 big ones for 1 year. That's nearly $250,000 to stay out of the paper. A deal was struck, and the meeting secretly videotaped. A gossip sting operation with the help of the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI. It's not Marion Barry with hookers and crack pipes. But the reporter has been suspended, and the Rupert Murdoch-owned New York Post is now under federal investigation. Finally, the business of gossip is getting some legal scrutiny and ethical oversight. Perhaps a congressional hearing on gossip isn't far behind. Until justice is served, O ye bold-faced, famous chattering class, don't canoodle. If you have to, do it on your plane. Oh, don't date Mariah Carey out in the open. And don't beat your assistant about the face and neck with your cell phone. Just as the feds took over airport security, we need a federal takeover of tittle-tattle in the Department of Hearsay Security. Because while this government is solely focused on terrorists from foreign lands, our famous citizens are under attack by tabloid terrorists at home. We need a tabloid terrorist unit so the famous can go to restaurants and make out with supermodels with confidence, without fear of a gossipy Osama bin Loudmouth. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.